Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Overlook Farms.
Hello, sir. Do you have a minute to chat about the beef jerky of the month?
A minute? I've got hours.
What?
Because Ingenia Herbicide from BASF has the lowest use rate, I covered more soybean acres more efficiently.
If now's not a good time...
Thanks to Ingenia Herbicide, I've got plenty of time. What flavors you got?
Oh, we've got barbecue, jalapeno...
Ingenia Herbicide is a U.S. EPA restricted use pesticide. Every application of Ingenia Herbicide requires the use of a pH buffering adjuvant. Additional state restrictions may apply. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, the 2023 OYE is in the record books, and the sale of champions provided a strong finish. The sale of 211 top market animals sold for $1.5 million, matching last year's record. Finley Yoakum of Sepulpa 4-H saw her grand champion steer bring $102,000. That's matching last year's number. Yoakum's steer was the champion crossbred at the 2023 show. Grand champion Barrow, owned by Brigham Bunn of Ringwood 4-H, sold for $30,000. Next up was the grand champion Market Lamb that sold for $15,000, owned by Connor Anthony of Bethel FFA. The final grand champion that was brought into the show ring was owned by Kara Cummins of the Hollis FFA, who showed the grand champion goat, and he brought $15,000. The Oklahoma Farm Report team was snapping pictures from the start of the show to the finish of the show, and you can find all of those pictures and audio at oklahomafarmreport.com. Well, lots of uncertainty in the grain markets right now. OSU's Dr. Kim Anderson, crop marketing specialist, says the financial risk that's going on is part of the problem, but not the only one.
Of course, some of the uncertainty is the financial risk that's going on, but that's mostly in the financial markets. I don't think it's bled over into the crop markets very much. The risk in the crops is that you go to Brazil, their record soybean production, record corn production. Brazil may come the number one exporter of corn this year for the world exports. And China, of course, is speculated to start going to Brazil relative to U.S. You got the drought in Argentina, you got the record crops in Australia, and of course you got the war. Now there is some protection for producers for yield and for price with the crop insurance program. Now sign up ended on March 15 for the summer crops and wheat last fall. You look at that guaranteed price, wheat $8.77, corn $5.91, grain sorghum $5.84, soybeans $13.76, and cotton at 84 cents. Now, yield risk protection is going to depend on the percentage that the producers bought. But like I said, those insurance contracts are closed, but that protection is there for producers.
So what's the market like for those 2023 harvested crops?
Well, let's use the Pond Creek Medford prices to start with. You go with wheat, somewhere around $7.60. That's 50 cents under that July contract price. If you're going to the Panhandle, it's a nickel or dime higher. If you're looking down in southern Oklahoma, about 30 cents less. And of course, current cash wheat prices are about 20 cents higher. Corn around $5.30. That's 25 under that December corn contract price, and soybeans $12.40. That's 85 under that November contract price.
To hear more from Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.